Both New York and Vermont have mercury advisories cautioning individuals as to the amount of fish from Lake Champlain that is safe to eat on a monthly basis. In 1994, a remediation project removed PCBs from lake sediment near Wilcox Dock in Plattsburgh. The study, commissioned by the Lake Champlain Basin Program, assesses current levels of the two chemicals in various species of fish in the lake. The assessment of mercury and a reevaluation of PCBs in Lake Champlain fish found a reduction of the compounds in the species studied. Biodiversity Research Institute Associate Wildlife Biologist Ian Johnson is the report's primary author.
We were looking at these two chemicals specifically because mercury is a chemical concern for the EPA, and they put together this document, the total maximum daily load, and basically is trying to reduce the mercury emissions in the lakes in the Northeast as a whole. So we were doing the mercury portion of it to address the EPA's concerns, and then the PCBs were really done to determine the effectiveness of this Wilcox Dock remediation.
Lake Champlain Basin Program Technical Coordinator and Oversight Administrator for the project, Eric Howe, calls the findings significant.
Findings are showing that mercury concentrations in several of our fish species that we were looking at have been decreasing or are decreasing. Walleye, lake trout, white perch and yellow perch, which are all commonly consumed out of Lake Champlain, are all lower in mercury now than they were 4, 5, or 6 years ago. And of most notable interest is white perch and yellow perch are now below the EPA criteria for fish consumption. So what that means is that the Department of Health for Vermont and New York can use this information and consider this new data as they review their fish consumption advisories.
Ian Johnson characterizes the results as encouraging.
We didn't see increased mercury levels in any species compared to historical results. Some species did see similar levels, and then we saw decreases in some. So the results are definitely encouraging. I think it's going to give Lake Champlain Basin Program a good stepping stone to make further management policies within Lake Champlain Basin.
Lake Champlain lakekeeper Lewis Porter says while the report indicates progress, mercury and PCB levels are still too high.
There's two different ways in which the levels of mercury and PCBs are important. In the first case, it's obviously important for people who use the lake, particularly for anglers and others who use fish from the lake and may eat that fish and who are concerned about the general health of the lake and the condition that it's in. The other reason is that the fishermen who use the lake, people who come to visit the lake, and others are, of course, very important for the region's economy. And the fact that these small but significant improvements are being seen is encouraging for that reason as well.
Researchers worked with Lake Champlain International to take samples from fish caught during a lake-wide fishing tournament. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.